Declan Cannon is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. He joins us this morning to tell us why there's no sun. Good morning.
Okay, that's an easy one, Jay Cloud.
Oh, moving right along. Yeah, it's but we did get a little rain.
Yes, yeah, we did. And little is pretty much the story this morning anyway. There's not a lot of precipitation expected from this point on through the morning hours. Mainly just an extensive cloud canopy, really, and it's going to be probably really tough to get rid of most of that, at least through the morning. Going to make an attempt at it this afternoon when the sun's up a little higher and tries to do its thing, but even if we can get out of these clouds, it looks like there's another very fast-moving system coming in from North Dakota, and it could actually spread some showers, maybe some isolated thunderstorms very late today for the Arrowhead and then into this evening.
Well, at least it's not like it was below us down in central Minnesota and down in the Twin Cities. They had a lot of rain yesterday.
Yeah. A lot of these systems as of late have had the bulk of their moisture concentrated to the south of the Northland. We did get in, you know, some heavier precipitation here, but the way the pattern is setting up now, we have a very powerful jet stream. The wind's aloft this morning about 140 miles an hour across the U.S.-Canadian border from Montana to North Dakota. And that's just going to kind of head our way. And it looks like the problem with these kind of setups is that the systems move along with some unpredictability. They'll move quick, but we're not sure just whether or not we'll have much precipitation with it or if it'll just blow through. But there is a chance that we could see, like I mentioned, some of these showers and storms getting a little bit better organized later today west of us and then trying to track east along the border into our region tonight.
When are we going to see sun again?
Wow, I'm thinking late July.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Declan. I just needed
that.
That's
cruel.
No, actually, if we want to go with the higher probability, probably not much today. Get a shot probably tomorrow. Right now, tomorrow looks pretty decent. We'll probably see the most amount of sunshine we've seen in a while. So what would that be, an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours? No, but tomorrow looks pretty decent across the Arrowhead. Looks like we'll have a fair amount of sunshine.
You wouldn't want to make a prediction for the weekend, would you?
Oh, absolute insanity on that account. No, actually, let's see, we can give it a valiant effort. It right now, anyway, and again, with the upper jet kind of poised along the Canadian border, looks like the pattern set up for some kind of changeable weather for the next couple of days. There are some indications that the upper winds are going to shift a little bit, and that as we get into the weekend, we might see a more substantial ridge of high pressure building over the Northland, at least to get into the weekend. So we'll go optimistic for now and say, you know, maybe a fair amount of sunshine to start the weekend out, but then the clouds are going to start rolling in from the west, and we could be looking at more humidity and more showers and thunderstorms probably mid to late weekend. But again, a lot of that's going to hinge on how this upper pattern sets up.
Well, let's hope that Saturday, particularly in the morning and in early afternoon, holds, because we have a classic car show here and we wouldn't want people's convertibles to fill up with water.
No way.
Okay. We've been speaking with Declan Cannon. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a good day.
You too.